In Wyoming history, women have only won 133 legislative races. Since about half the state is made up of women, it means they seriously lack representation. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck says the problem has been talked about for years.
Freshman State Representative Shelley Duncan of Lengel noticed it in the few times she came to Cheyenne to lobby on some issues.
My interaction, limited as it was that the legislature was filled with old men, older men, and the demographics as well being those of ranchers and attorneys.
Duncan is a realtor, and she thought it was critical to get a professional woman's voice into the debate. She's a Republican who thought about running for many years, but couldn't afford it when her children were younger, and then being away from work would have been an additional challenge. Then there's other considerations.
Can your personality fit in and the dynamics deal with a heavily male-dominated, patriarchal, traditional scenario in the legislature? It's a good old boy situation. Can you deal with that?
Duncan can and has added a voice on business and women's issues. She can remember several debates over the past couple of years where it became obvious that men knew little about some critical issues facing families, like problems paying for child care. Chris Merrill is the director of the Equality State Policy Center. He says the need for women to give their perspective is critical.
You just need those voices in the room as part of the conversation, or else, you know, so many things just are never said, they're never thought of, and the debates are less robust. The policy is less informed, and so you want as much as possible to have the legislature represent the population.
House Minority Leader Kathy Connolly agrees. Connolly has lacked friends in the room when she's tried to tackle issues like child care and wage disparities. While there is a need to get more women elected, Connolly says the women who are there need to be chosen to play more significant roles, especially in the Republican Party.
I am the minority leader of the House Democrats, but there are no women in top leadership and only 2 out of 20 who are chairs of committees. In the last legislative session, there were no women who were chair of legislative committees.
Just to show you how big a deal having a woman in leadership is, 3 have either served as speakers of the House or Senate president, and 2 have schools named after them. Connolly says if more women get into the legislature, it stands to reason that more women will play a more significant role. But getting them there is difficult. Marguerite Herman of the League of Women Voters says part of the problem is the increased workload.
It used to be just the sessions, right? And now it's all this interim work and then preparing for the interim work and then following up on it. Once again, it makes it extremely hard for younger people and women.
That's because many don't have the kinds of jobs that will let them take on a task like the legislature. Representative Duncan says it's certainly a problem.
Biggest thing I think that's more difficult for a woman than it is for a man is proximity. You're going to find a lot more women being able to leave for 2 months if they're closer to the Capitol than if they're from across the state.
That theory tends to play out. In the last election, 5 Republican women were elected to the Senate, and 3 were from Cheyenne, another was from Torrington. Connolly thinks one reform will help that.
I think we need to make the legislature more of a institution that acknowledges, accepts, and recruits parents. Now, that includes men as well, but we need to consider things such as child care and the importance of being able to care for your children while serving in the legislature as well.
Connolly tried a child care-friendly proposal this year that failed on the floor when some male legislators suggested they needed help taking care of livestock. Despite that unfortunate discussion, she's optimistic that the proposal will eventually pass. And then there's another idea.
I think that having health care would make all the difference.
She proposes allowing legislators to get into the state health care system. Duncan and Connolly note that there does seem to be a number of women trying for legislative seats this year, and they are hopeful that the numbers will finally improve. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.